2 weeks ago, Judge Richard Posner ordered Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. to turn over the recipe for a jail meal known as Nutriloaf. It's fed to jail inmates as a punishment when they're being held in a segregation cell. Stephen Richards is a professor of criminology at UW Oshkosh. He himself served 10 years in federal prison in the 1980s.
They may give it to everybody in segregation, or they may give it to only the people they want to punish more. The only thing it's useful for is that you don't give the prisoner a plastic fork or knife, and that the prisoner doesn't have anything to throw at you.
In September of 2009, the jail served Nutriloaf to convicted armed robber Terrence Prude for 10 days. He was in the jail so he could testify at a federal court hearing seeking to reduce his 99-year sentence. He became violently ill and filed a civil rights complaint in federal court. Judge Posner's ruling demands the sheriff's department submit evidence that the Nutriloaf fed to Prude did not contain a toxin that caused Prude's violent vomiting and possibly an anal fissure he was diagnosed with when he returned to his cell at the Waupun prison. Criminologist Richards says that's a logical demand.
I would think that Justice Posner has hit the nail right on the head. I mean, he's suggesting here it's possible that inmate Prude had literally been poisoned.
Other federal courts have held that the use of Nutriloaf does not amount to cruel and unusual punishment. The Milwaukee County Corporation Council says the jail is now investigating the complaint and will respond to Judge Posner's order. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.